Stop talking to demons. Deliverance ministers, you don't need revelation from demon powers. Don't you have the Holy Spirit? Come on now. Listen, I'm going to give you 7 reasons not to speak to demons. Are you ready? Number 1, Satan, according to Scripture, is the father of lies. Jesus made it very plain. Satan is the father of lies, and the demon powers that serve under him are also liars. It's not just lying spirits that are liars. Every demon has the same agenda: to steal, to kill, and destroy. And part of how they do that is deception. Now, I've said this over and over and over again in my school of deliverance. You are not going to get the truth, at least not the whole truth, out of a demon. You may get a partial truth, but the enemy is going to lie to you to get you off track. But, I mean, take all that and put it aside. I'm dumbfounded as to why any spirit-filled deliverance minister — I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail from this. That's okay, because you need to hear the truth. If you have the Holy Spirit, He knows everything. He is omniscient. He knows the name of the demon. He knows the strong man. He knows the guards. He knows which order in which they need to come out. He knows how to peel that onion. So why on God's green earth would you ask the demon for information when you have the Holy Spirit at your disposal? The power of God that casts out demons is the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we cast out demons. Why not ask Him? Why would you talk? Why? I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense to me. It's not logical. So the first reason is Satan is the father of lies and demons are liars. The second reason, which I kind of got into, is talking to demons is not relying on God's gifts. We lean on Him. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, Proverbs says, and He will give you success. So when we're doing deliverance, we don't need to acknowledge the demonic intelligence. We need to acknowledge the Holy Ghost intelligence. It's called discerning of spirits. The Holy Spirit's gifts, all 9 of them, are available to us. That's why before we start any deliverance session, we always pray and ask the Holy Spirit to manifest His gifts, to let His gifts be in operation through us. So when we choose — I need you to listen to me — when we choose to talk to demons, we are neglecting the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We are leaving Him out. We're saying, I don't need your help. I'm going to ask the demon directly. That seems like a better idea to me. Come on, really? It's His power by which the demons must leave at the name of Jesus that those knees must bow and come out. Why on earth? Why on earth would we leave the Holy Spirit and His gifts out of the work of deliverance ministry? Why? Why? Because it's more like a show when we talk to demons? Does it make you feel good? I don't know. I'm just asking. You don't need to talk to a demon. You don't need to talk to a lying spirit when you have the Spirit of truth living on the inside of you. You don't need information from demons when you can get information from the Holy Spirit that is accurate and right. God is a jealous God, and I believe that it grieves His Spirit when we turn to demons for information instead of turning to Him. Why would we do that? Please let me know. What am I missing? Number 3, talking to demons gives them some control over the deliverance session. Oh, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does. Oh, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does. You've just acknowledged to the demon that you don't hear from God. You've just acknowledged to the demon that you can't accurately hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, who already knows what His name is, how long He's been there, what His purpose is. Come on, this is not a circus show. Let's put some dignity back into deliverance and let the Holy Spirit lead. Demons, if you start talking to them, it gives them some control, and they will start to lead you down bunny trails and on wild goose chases. They will toy with you because they want to put on a show. right? They want to scream and kick and they want to put on a show. They want the attention and they want to take you off guard. They want to sidetrack you. They want to send you down the wrong path. Why would you listen to them? Number four, we're talking about seven reasons not to speak to demons in the context of deliverance ministry. You know the only thing I have to say to a demon during deliverance? I have two primary words in my deliverance vocabulary that I say to demons, and that about ends the conversation. As a matter of fact, in my experience, it always ends the conversation. Those two words are come out, of course, in Jesus' name. So technically that's five words, forgive me, but come out. Those are the words that they respond to when I do deliverance. I don't have to ask their name. The Holy Spirit tells me sometimes you don't need to know the name. Sometimes it's not necessary to know the name. Jesus cast out demons everywhere he went, but deliverance ministry is still not practiced much in the body of Christ today. At the same time, we have false deliverance ministers rising who are making a show out of casting out demons. Deliverance doesn't have to be scary or mysterious. It's just part of the full gospel. Jesus came to set the captives free, not just from hell, but from demons that make people's lives hell. At the same time, some people try to practice deliverance ministry and end up like the sons of Sceva, shamed by the enemy. I've been casting out demons for over 20 years. Now, I want to teach you the ins and outs, biblically, of this important ministry so that you can be effective, avoid excesses, and glorify Christ by being His hands and feet in the earth, exercising the power of the Holy Spirit to set the captives free. Join me in my School of Deliverance. You can subscribe year by year or cherry pick the classes that you want to take. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv and check out my School of Deliverance. Number four, talking to demons makes a show out of deliverance and shames the person. As I teach in my book, Deliverance Protocols and Ethics, we are not trying to put the enemy on display. We do not want to give the enemy glory. Yes, sometimes there is some tossing and turning. Sometimes people manifest in wild ways, but we are dignified deliverance ministers. We, at our ministry, Awakening House of Prayer, we have, you know, little curtains we put up so that nobody sees what's going on. It's not a show. It's not a circus show. We bind up the manifestations and we cast out the devil. Bind it up, cast it out. Bind it up, cast it out. Bind it up, cast it out. We are to care for the person. As you might say, well, you know, what does it matter? We're teaching people. Nobody needs to see all that. Nobody needs to see how, what a big man you are, you know, saying, talking to the demons. It doesn't show that you're an expert at deliverance. It shows that you're not getting your revelation from the Holy Ghost is what it shows. There's no need for it. Number five, talking to demons. Listen, if you're multitasking, I need you to listen. Talking to demons can lead you into a spirit of error and deep deception. Scripture specifically tells us not to talk to the demons. Now, if you're going to say, get thee behind me, Satan, in the realm of warfare, okay, Jesus did that. And you might say, well, Jesus asked the man with the legion of demons what his name was. He was talking to the man, not the demons. And even if he was talking to the demons, because we don't really know, but there's a whole camp that says when Jesus cast out the demons from the man at the Gadarenes who had the legion, he was cutting himself, right? He was in the tombs, right? They couldn't bind him with chains. He was so strong, he'd break them. There's one camp that says that he wasn't asking the demon what his name was. He was asking the man what his name was, and the demon answered. And then there's another camp that says Jesus allowed this one instance of talking to the demon so that we would know that it's possible for someone to be filled with a legion of demons, which is literally thousands of demons. So believe what you want. Either way, that is not one time of something going on in Scripture does not set a precedent that we should do it every time. It's not a pattern. Most of the time, Jesus did deliverance ministry, except that one time he said, come out, or loose her, right? Come out. He did not sit there and have conversation with demons, nor should you. I love what the master of deliverance, the late master, Derek Prince, he said this. He said, there is no need to improve on the deliverance methods of Jesus Christ. So, you know, we don't want to talk to demons because they can lead us into a spirit of error and deep deception. Don't study the occult. Don't inquire of demons. You might say, well, I'm not hearing from God and I can't discern what's going on. So I'm just trying to get to the root of it. I'm trying to help the person. Well, that's what King Saul did. And he ended up in the witch's house, if you recall. And soon after that, he was dead. Listen, I'm not saying you're going to die if you talk to demons. I'm saying that it can lead you into witchcraft. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen, I've been casting out demons for almost 25 years. Okay. And I'm not claiming to have all the answers, but this I know. The Holy Spirit knows everything. There is no need for us to ask the demons their names. Talking to demons, number six, is not necessary to see someone delivered. Is not necessary. You're wasting time. Just get it over with, man. Just get it over with. Number seven. I'm actually going to give you eight. I said I was going to give you seven. I'm going to give you eight. Number seven. Communicating with evil spirits is an abomination. Communicating with evil spirits is an abomination. When you're relying on evil spirits to help you in deliverance, you are not just in danger of falling into witchcraft, you are practicing witchcraft. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail from this because some of you have been following those false prophets and those false deliverance ministers, and you just love to watch the show, and they come up, go down, and you're putting Bibles on their heads and crucifixes and all this stuff. Listen, we're Holy Ghost-filled Pentecostals, charismatics, and Protestant believers. We don't need to do all this. You know what I'm saying? When you're relying on evil spirits to help you in deliverance, you're practicing witchcraft. Deuteronomy 18, verse 12. Let me find that for you. Deuteronomy 18, verse 12. For all who do these things, talking about speaking to demons, witchcraft, divination, are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord drives them out from before you. Don't practice witchcraft, please. You know, I had a prophetic word about the rise of false deliverance ministers. I'll share that with you in another video. Make sure you stay tuned for that. But I have number eight. God gives us, and I alluded to this before, but I really want to emphasize this. God gives us the gift of the discerning of spirits so that we don't have to talk to demons or fight in the flesh. He's given us that gift. You know, I'm a discerning person. My discernment works really well in warfare and deliverance. Sometimes I don't discern as well in other areas because it's the gift of discerning of spirits. And it applies, in my case, largely to warfare and deliverance. God has gifted me in those arenas. Joshua asked the enemy for information. Remember that? And the enemy lied to him. All the Gibeonites came to Joshua. They said, look at our bread. It's all crusty and our shoes are worn out and our clothes are all dirty. We came from a faraway land. Please make covenant with us. And he said, well, you know, why should we do this? The Gibeonites lied to Joshua. They lied to him. And he had to go fight a war that wasn't his. Stop talking to demons in the context of deliverance ministry. You don't need to do that. Talk to the Holy Spirit, please. Please, would you please, for the love of God, talk to the Holy Spirit. Listen, guys, I'm going to be doing a video on this false deliverance minister word I got. It's in my book, Deliverance Ethics and Protocols. And if you want to get equipped, go to schoolofthespirit.tv. Take the school of deliverance. Get equipped the right way. Stop following these false guys, please, in the name of Jesus.